and Safi did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings, and welcome to Trends with Benefits. Still the only podcast on the internet. Me? I'm Gabe Dannon. I'm here with my hot cocoa co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Gata.
Hello. Hello, Gabriel. How are you today?
Oh, fine.
Great.
Thanks.
We got a special guest today, Gabe, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes. He's a podcast producer at UCB Comedy. And he is director at Bing Bong Industries. Did I get that right?
You did get that right. You got all that right.
And nice. Cody Ziegler. Hello.
Hey. I love your theme song, by the way. It was so catchy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's by our friend Andrew Clotworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet man.
He's out in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Home of the cream cheese.
That's where it was made. That's where all of it's made. True.
I believe you.
How's your week going?
The week has been good. It's been like suspiciously busy because... Although I am the podcast producer at UCB Comedy, I'm the only podcast producer at UCB Comedy the West Coast, so it's basically me running like 3.5 shows.
Whoa, and this is what you do in your free time? Is more podcasts?
Yeah, for the culture, yeah. It's been good. I am so looking forward to like this weekend. I'm not going to do anything. Actually, that's a lie. I'm going to be doing more writing, but it's going to be outside of UCB Sunset in my very own apartment, so that's going to be good.
Nice.
Nice.
What are you working on, or is it a secret?
It's not a secret. I write, well, I guess it is for work still. I write jokes for like the Twitter for one of our shows, so it's basically me and like our writers meeting together and just writing a bunch of jokes for the next week out, and then I have to do my taxes too.
It's that season, right?
Yeah. It's that time of year again.
I have a question about your day. There was a bomb threat?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Details. That happened. Well, right before I came, Gabe, you want to say the date and time?
Oh, yeah. Of course. You know, this is a show about what's trending right this exact minute as we speak. So, I mean, everyone's going to be lost if I don't say what the exact minute is. Mm-hmm. It's... Friday, February 10th, 2017 at 7:24 p.m.
Nice.
Yeah. So I live in Hollywood and...
Brag.
Is it a brag to say you live in Hollywood?
Brag.
Okay. And I found out on my way here that there was a bomb threat going on. And hopefully by the time this comes out, people are like, what? And not like, oh my God, that was the day.
This is the last artifact of that day. Yeah. This podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there was a bomb threat called in, or there was a suspicious package at the Highland and Hollywood and Hollywood and Highland Metro Station. And so they shut down all the businesses around there in the streets and stuff. So it took me, I was late. I'm sorry.
I mean, this is a serious subject, and we probably shouldn't joke about it too much.
Uh-huh.
But I will say, Hollywood and Highland is not a great... target for terrorists because there are a lot of superheroes there.
That is very true. You get both Marvel and DC.
Guys, I saw Darth Vader walking into a coffee bean just a few seconds ago. That's the magic of Hollywood, baby.
Was he looking for his son?
He was looking for a vanilla latte.
You know, if there was a bomb on that place, like it would be the least strangest thing to be on that.
Oh, yeah.
Like I've seen a grown man throw up on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and no one batted an eye.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Ripley's is there. The most unbelievable things imaginable are there on that block.
It's crazy. Believe it.
And I had an experience where I was in the subway station one time, and a guy was just...
Brag.
A guy was just so mad at... I mean, he was clearly, you know, messed up, but he was so mad at me, he was yelling at me, like, and I was trying to move away from him and stand, like, somewhere else, and he would just follow me and yell at me, and I'm like... This is really unpleasant.
Yeah, sounds unpleasant.
Yeah, and that's this. You think it's a coincidence that this is the same place that they had a bomb threat?
You think it's that guy? You think he's been plotting all along just to make your day inconvenient?
I think he knows that I'm like in the area, and someday I might be back on the train.
Do you think it was one of the six Johnny Depp impersonators?
Oh, for sure.
Crybaby era Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible that what the terrorists hate most of all is diagonal crosswalks?
That is possible.
I think that's actually one of the pillars of why they, in their manifesto, why they didn't like the United States.
Well, maybe they're upset because there's like a really good Spider-Man guy and then there's a really bad Spider-Man guy and they hang out near each other.
Ooh, what are the qualifiers for?
No, that's the bad one is named Venom.
No. I mean bad, like it looks like he stapled his costume together on the way there.
Venom is the stapled costume one.
Okay, I'm sorry. I must have been mistaken. I don't get this joke because I don't know Spider-Man. But
I don't want to ruin the bit. But what makes a good Spider-Man besides his costume? Is it like is one more committed to like being Spider-Man?
Just always ready to
Do the hand signal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize a god is making a thrust motion with their wrist.
Yeah,
it,
you know.
It looked like you were trying to grab something, not shoot something out from your wrist.
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
She's still doing it. I love it.
I mean, it works. You guys know what I'm talking about. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
I saw, you know, they have C-3PO there, right, too?
Oh, yeah.
Similarly, we have a robot on our podcast. She is the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And we'd like you to meet her now, Zig. Her name is Robo Laura Hall.
I can't wait to meet her.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
So
glad to meet you.
She's she can be horny, she can be nice, she can be mad. We don't know what's going to happen with her because she kind of does her own thing despite
I'm
what
horny.
We... Okay.
I'm so horny.
She made it clear this time.
Sparks are flying out of her eyes right now. It's crazy.
Yeah, so I guess we got horny Laura Hall this time. But so what she does is she plays our music. She she says the trends out loud so that everyone knows what we're talking about. What else does she do?
And she's just acts like a real weirdo most of the time. Yeah. I would say
it's a robot. I'm not going to judge her.
No. She's more of a hassle than she is a like addition to the team. But we can't get rid of her now because she's attached to us.
There's a you know how in the Terminator series of movies they built the machine and the machine
love them.
Yeah, Robo-Laura Hall loves them. The machines go crazy, they revolt, and they kill everybody. Mm-hmm. Something similar happened in this case, but thankfully she's not a murderous. She's just,
lost control. She's self-aware.
She's self-aware.
I was born during Skynet.
What's that?
I was born during Skynet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's always good to have one on your side. Because you remember, like when Arnold came back in the second one, he was on our side. So it's good having Robo Laura Hall on our side for the revolution.
Right?
Are you talking about Terminator?
Yeah, the documentary Terminator.
Go with her if you want to live.
Listen, me and Gabe have this long running fight about Terminator.
Oh,
so I need you to put this to bed.
Hit me.
I say Terminator 2 is way better.
As opposed to Terminator 1?
I think Terminator 1 is way better.
Wow, I don't want to...
I really do. It's less boring. It's more interesting.
There's nothing boring.
If you watch them back to back now...
There's nothing boring about Terminator 2. It's the best movie of all time.
Terminator, the TV series, is much better.
Oh, yeah. That was good. They had the scary lady Terminator.
I don't want to watch that. What do you think?
Terminator 2 is so good.
Yes,
Terminator
yes.
1 is great. But I watched it recently, like a couple of months ago, and like just watching, I was like, man, this movie is like silly. It was fun, but it's like this movie is like silly. But with Terminator 2, like we have Arnold walking to like that little roadhouse that I'm sure that culture, like just stealing some random dude's jacket, like they're racing down the river rays in L.A. It's rad. It's a great movie.
Yeah,
it is pretty good.
He almost cried. If he could have cried, he would have cried at the end of that movie, right? When he was like going down to the lava, doing like thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh man!
Then he goes down and he's like, "Ouch!" Right? That's his famous line.
Yeah. That's actually how they close on it.
When his finger goes down and glows as it goes under the molten lava. Ouch!
We all remember the scene, Gabe.
Okay.
Gaga is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Yes, Gaga may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gaga, board certified addiction medicine.
Love it.
It's time for Ask a Gaga, your favorite time of the night, you guys. It's where you ask me questions, and I give you the best advice in the world, guaranteed to always work.
Dr. Drew, more like Doctor Who? I mean not like TV Doctor show? Who. Not like Doctor Who.
Is he the next Doctor Who?
Yeah, I think he's going to be the next Doctor Who, because that current Doctor Who just quit.
I don't know Doctor Who.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Is Adam Carolla going to be the sidekick?
Yeah.
So this is the part of the show where you ask me questions. It could be about anything. It could be about your job, your love life. You need more money for laundry. You want to know how to grow your own weed. Anything.
Best brand ketchup.
That works. Yeah. Any of these questions, you can write in and ask me, and I will give you the best advice in the world. So what do you got for me today, Robo Laura Hall?
This question is from Desperately Groomed B. Dear Agata, I am in the process of buying an engagement ring for my girlfriend. What is your advice for proposing? We are going to Disney World in May, so I was thinking about doing it then.
Hmm.
Classic move.
Right? Classic move. Yeah. Proposing at Disney World in May to your girlfriend.
Okay. Okay, I mean, that's good, but have you considered maybe you go to a baseball game? Wait for it. You're going to sit down, you're going to get first you're going to get your hot dogs and peanuts and stuff, and you're going to eat, and you're going to have fun, you're going to be watching those boys hit the ball, and then big screen comes up, and it's you and your girlfriend.
On the Jumbotron?
Yes, on the Jumbotron. And you get down on both knees and you say, marry me.
Both knees?
Mm-hmm.
It means you love her more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you love her more. Yeah. So
this is at the baseball stadium inside Disneyland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not a thing. There's a basketball court at the top of the Matterhorn, but there's no baseball stadium.
Oh, sorry.
No,
Excuse me.
There is. Like, to me, that sounds like such a good idea, and I've never seen it before, so I'd love to see it.
The baseball thing.
Yeah.
Not the Disney thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that someone's done that before, right?
I feel like not only has it been done, it
feels like a cliche, right?
I feel like I've been at the game when it happened.
Yeah.
If it only happened once, I was at that game.
I feel like it's happened twice.
There's got to be like a YouTube channel just dedicated to like those moments,
mm-hmm.
right?
Jumbotron proposals.
But maybe what there is like the double knee situation, which I wasn't expecting. So
that
throws a whole new thing onto it.
Yeah, you want to get both your knees on that sticky stadium floor.
You actually want to lay all the way down.
Yeah. You want to take a nap for 7 hours on the floor before proposing to your loved one.
You have to lay down in every aisle of the whole stadium. And that will prove that you love her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? July's on board.
And then when she says yes, everyone will do the wave, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the exact plot of the movie Fever Pitch, starring Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, wow. That's a great DVD case you're showing us.
Yes.
They're all, but they only have Fever Pitch. It's just 17 copies of Fever Pitch.
I am very proud of my DVD collection.
Why do you need so many of them? Why do you watch different ones?
I'm just, okay, well, first of all, there are different versions, right?
Mm-hmm. Very international versions.
Unrated. XXX.
This one's a Criterion collection? I don't believe this. You made this.
Yeah, it looks homemade. It looks like you were drawing it out.
It is. I broke into the studio and made my own supercut. It's 9 hours of Jimmy Fallon bloopers.
Whoa.
When he messed up his line or started giggling in the middle of a take.
Wow.
I will get a copy of that. You have a Blu-ray version that I could borrow?
Yeah, let me borrow that.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry. When you guys were talking about your lovely case here in the corner, I couldn't help but notice that that protective case that Agata has on her phone. That is so impressive. Can I see that?
It's not permanent.
It's like a raincoat for your phone.
I put it in there because I was taking an Uber over here and it's pouring rain, and then the situation we talked about with the bomb threat. So I was like, I need to protect my phone.
For those who can't see it, which is literally everyone, since there's only four people in this room, it's like a black plastic case that you put your phone in, but there's two clear sides that you can see through, so you can text and see the screen and stuff.
So it's like if you were going on a boat and you knew it would get a little splashy, you'd want to put your phone in something like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or if you're going to go play with some elephants, which is where I bought it, when I went to Thailand.
Oh, okay.
You bought it from some elephant spenders.
Yeah, they sold it to me with their trunks. It was really cute.
Aww.
But like there, you know, you're going to be splashing around with some elephants in the water. You want to have your phone, but you can't have it in a river.
No.
So that's the perfect way to go about that.
We'll take a picture of it and put it up on our website at twb.cool. Check it out. And okay, so I got married last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Brag.
No proposal per se. I don't like the public proposal. The public proposal, I feel like, is a lot of opportunity for humiliation, for not a lot of opportunity for, like... Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's not like your marriage is going to be better because you proposed in public.
It definitely is it's a all or nothing situation.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree.
You're really putting it all out there, but for what? That's what I want to know.
I also think it's funny when they say no.
That is funny. Yeah.
And then it's just so awkward, and everyone that was expecting to, like, bring out a cake or whatever is just like, quietly slinking away.
How often do you think they say yes, but then inside they're like, I just said that because you put me in front of 15 people. I don't want to marry you. Like, how often do you think that covers?
At least 70%.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's got to be so much. But also, like, if that's the first conversation you're having where you're like, should we get married? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Took the daredevil approach and just went all willy-nilly.
Yeah, like, shouldn't you at least ever mention it? Like, it shouldn't be a surprise to you that you might be getting married.
All right, going around the room, like, well, you're already married, but, like, just starting over again, what's the dream scenario to getting married and worst proposal? Like, dream best, worst proposal situations?
To me, it's, like, the ideal situation is kind of the one we had where we were just, like, you know, we'd been together for 10 years and we kind of looked at each other and we're like, it's time.
Yeah.
We said it simultaneously. And then the worst is just like someone really just putting it all on the line in a public place in a very desperate way.
Mm-hmm.
And it being shot down. That's a nightmare. In front of her parents.
On a vineyard.
And she says, no, I actually am going to marry somebody else. That's bad too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hate when that happens.
That's pretty bad.
For me, the worst would probably be like we're in a big, huge crowd. It's like Coachella or something. And I
that Coachella marriage market, I feel you.
Yeah. And I look around, I scan the crowd, and I see one of my idols.
Hologram Tupac on one knee.
Two knees.
Two knees.
I keep scanning. I see more people that I respect and admire. Will Smith.
Hologram Will Smith.
Hologram Will Smith.
Tommy Lee Jones, the entire cast of Men in Black.
Yes.
One and three.
Everybody that was in that movie and everybody who worked on that movie, because all the little people made it really happen, you know?
Hologram Linda Fiorentino.
And then this is a person that I barely know, and they turn out the Coachella screens, and I'm on there. And this happens, and I have to say,
worst.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That sounds great.
July.
Ideal would be, you know, a nice maybe dinner situation. Could be public, could be private. Don't really care about that.
What's on your plate?
What's on my plate? A Pazuki.
What is a Pazuki?
It's from BJ's Brewhouse.
It's from BJ's Brewhouse.
Is it? Oh, is it like a Pizzone?
No, it's a cookie.
It's a cookie
with ice cream.
Oh, it's like, a Pazuki.
Yeah.
But it's the worst because the cookie just gets so soggy really fast because the ice cream melts immediately.
You got to eat it fast.
It's on a hot cookie.
Okay.
So we're sharing a Pazuki.
And you're scarfing it down because it's like melting so fast.
Yeah. That's ideal. Worst one would be if I've never worked at the Arclight. I don't know. Hopefully I know someone who would work there. It could be me introing a movie and then saying, by the way, every five people at this afternoon screening of this movie, that's my girlfriend sitting in aisle A3. She's sitting right in the front. I just want to ask, do you want to marry me?
Runtime, the rest of our lives.
And then just being like, if you have any problems with the movie, like, I'll be waiting on the side. Like, just being a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, because if she says no, I got to be there.
Yeah, right. Making sure there are no audio problems.
Yeah, for Dirty Grandpa 2.
We watched 5 minutes of Dirty Grandpa yesterday, by the way.
How was it?
Yeah.
What's the media critic rating on that?
It's tough.
I don't even know.
My favorite part was when, extremely well-respected actor Robert De Niro?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Taxi driver.
King of comedy. Like
Goodfellas.
Raging Bull.
Amazing.
Meet the Fockers.
Mm-hmm. One
Little
and two.
Fockers. So Zac Efron walks in on him jacking off and he doesn't stop.
Wait, Robert De Niro is Dorn?
Yeah.
He's jacking off.
Oh, wow.
Two hands.
He doesn't stop. Zac Efron is his grandson in the movie. That's where comes from.
So much to unpack from that one description of that scene.
And that's like 5 minutes in. And so we as the viewers don't know like how dirty he is yet. Yeah. But then we're like, this grandpa's not that dirty. Immediately dirty. Yeah, like
immediately.
In case you know, he jacks it double-handed in front of his son or his grandson.
Grandson.
Well, it was like, it was weird because up until that point, there wasn't anything that resembled a joke. Like, it was just very, like, serious and dire. Mm-hmm. And then that happened, and it's like, I guess that was supposed to be funny, but it just came off as, like, really weird, right? Like,
isn't too horny? That's the sequel.
Yeah,
Dirty Grandpa 2 with the numeral 2, horny.
Yeah,
isn't Aubrey Plaza like his love interest in that movie?
We didn't even get that far.
I haven't made it into the movie at all, but that to me is
well. If you're gonna do it, check out the unrated version. Okay. Don't
you want to see all of it?
Go all in. So this is the part I think usually where. Anybody have any more advice for this sad sack?
Oh, no. Do what the goddess said.
Thank you, July. You're my only supporter.
McDonald's is testing a snow crab sandwich.
Okay.
Snow crab.
Wow, I'm not that impressed as I thought I was.
You haven't heard about this news?
No. That's got to be only in like Japan or something, right?
It's happening in the Bay Area, baby.
Whoa. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
That's your home. Did you do this?
No. A snow crab sandwich at McDonald's.
Who would eat that?
What makes a crab a snow crab versus a different crab? I'm not super...
They wear a lot of layers.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine something, an animal I'd want to eat less from a fast food restaurant than a crab. Especially like...
Maybe sushi?
Sushi. Yeah. Any type of seafood. Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be like a crab sandwich at Dayton, Ohio. Like, who wants to eat that from the McDonald's?
Yeah, no.
I don't want to eat a hamburger from McDonald's, let alone... A crab.
Yeah, the only thing I want to eat is chicken nuggets. Am I right, guys?
From there?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Those are the...
I think...
Lomac's pretty good.
Lomac?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's something else.
Is that a bit small Big Mac?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just a hamburger.
Cute.
I think if I'm the right amount of like high or drunk, I can really, really enjoy like a 20-piece chicken McNugget from
right.
Hell from yeah.
McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, snow crab nuggets, I'm not going for that.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, that,
no,
I
thank
feel like that's man playing God. That's a little bit too much.
You want to trust that to the professionals, like Sizzler, whatchamacallit, Red Lobster, and Long John Silver's.
Captain D's, if you're the South.
Yeah, all those guys.
Yeah, I can't imagine a dish I was not going to order more than a snow crab sandwich from McDonald's. What do you think? What do you think their branded name's going to be? Like the McCrabby.
McCrabby's good.
McCrabby.
Do you have any more info, Joy?
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, this is an article from USA Today.
Oh, great source. Great source.
It says here, McDonald's is classing up the joint by introducing a snow crab sandwich, which is being served at 4 San Francisco Bay Area restaurants.
Wait, sorry. Did you say assing up the joint?
Classing up.
Go ahead.
It's at least the second attempt by the burger maker to tap into the Bay Area food scene for inspiration. In May, the company unveiled the made-to-order Gilroy garlic fries made with garlic from Gilroy, California. The garlic fries were served in 4 restaurants in South Bay. If successful, the snow crab sandwich could pose a threat to the old McDonald's standard, the everlasting Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, man. Threat. Real threat.
You're trading in garbage for trash.
Yeah. The Filet-O-Fish, I'm sorry for all the fans. I know there's a lot of super fans of the sandwich, but I think that's fucking gross.
Filet-O-Fish?
Yeah.
It might be the objectively like the worst thing you could buy from McDonald's.
Yeah, and the worst thing you could buy, period.
McRib?
I've never eaten a McRib before.
Are the bones in there?
It's not, no. It's like meat that's been pulverized and shaped into like a burger.
Mm-hmm.
And shaped into a rib shape.
Is it made out of, it's a stupid question, but is it made out of rib meat or is it made out of like?
Oh yeah, definitely rib meat.
Okay.
The ribs of what? I know not.
Probably Grimace.
Grimace ribs. Because he could just grow the best.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like that god that was like nailed to the rock and the eagle would eat his liver every day.
Yeah. It says here, the sandwich was created with the help of local chef Ryan Scott, who has appeared on Top Chef and The Rachel Ray Show.
Mm.
It consists of crab meat mixed with celery and seasoned mayo on romaine lettuce and tomato atop a sourdough bun.
Nice.
Okay, I will take a hard pass on that.
Hard pass.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Great trend, though. I'm glad we know about it.
Yeah, I'm glad I know to avoid it at all costs.
Yeah. Don't accidentally order it.
Lasagna Cat, a.k.a. the greatest web series of all time, is back and wants to know your sexual history.
Lasagna Cat, right? That was a meme, right? I don't remember anything about
it. Yeah, so that one, there's so many to keep up with. Which one was Lasagna Cat?
This was Fatal Farm's creation of live-action Garfield comics.
So mad that I didn't come up with that idea.
So how does that work?
How does it work?
Yeah.
So somebody's like in a Garfield costume and they're recreating old classic Garfield comics.
Right.
That's basically it.
Can we see one or hear one?
Sure. Well, the news is that after 9 years of being on a hiatus, they're back. With
9 years?
Wow. Yeah. So they got a... this is the new video.
It's been 9 years.
High production value.
Where has the time gone? You need to show your face again, Garfield.
What'll it take?
If you call a toll-free number, a web series about Garfield will return.
It's an answering machine. What do I say? What do I do?
State your name at the number of sexual partners you've had.
John Arbuckle, 2. Why do you need to know this?
Don't ask questions. It's just a survey. There isn't much time. Silence is the language of cowards.
Oh, gory.
Dial the number for Garfield.
Wait, so this webisode mashup series that hasn't posted videos in nearly a decade suddenly has a 1-800 number and needs the names and sexual histories of random people from the internet? Why?
Because I hate Mondays.
They just gained themselves a new fan.
Yeah, wow. A couple of new fans, I think. I love
so
it.
So they have a toll-free number that you can call and say what your sexual history is?
Yeah, should
that's
like
what they want?
Should we plug in? I mean,
Should we call it?
Should we call it?
Show?
Can we?
Sure. You want to call it?
I don't know. I guess not. It's probably not worth our time.
My dad listens to this show.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, that's great. I'm always happy to hear about people making new web content.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
world needs more disposable web content.
Definitely. And I will say that's a pretty personal question, though.
I'm curious to know what the bit is, like what they're going to use that. Those numbers for.
Yeah, it's odd because the regular web series is, like I said, they just recreate the old comics. So I don't know what direction they're going in with this.
Maybe they're not going to do anything with it. It's just.
You just keep it like a Google Doc with.
Yeah, like what? Like they're just trying to be funny and succeeding.
Or maybe they're keeping Robert De Niro in their basement and. All of the names and sexual numbers are fed down to him for him to jerk off to.
Just knowing the number of times, the number of partners.
7, Deborah, 13.
Two handers.
Wow. Well, I guess if that's all it takes.
Yeah. We've seen enough stuff. He's probably got his taste has probably been refined to a point, and that's what he needs these days.
Right. Right. He can fill in the rest of the blank. All he needs to know is a number.
That's his kink. Give me a name and a number, I can do it.
He just like has like a flash memory of every encounter this person has had.
Yeah. Just tell me their names and how many people they fucked. All I gotta do is picture them fucking.
It was so funny because the word sounds like fuck, right?
Yeah.
Like, what a funny movie.
Anyway, if you have a question for Ask Agata,
what?
You could call 432-AGATA-HIGH or...
That ended a long time ago.
Yeah, but we forgot to say all this stuff.
Oh, okay.
Write it into twb.cool/ask.
Or call 432-AGATA-HIGH.
I said that first.
Oh, yeah. Or text it.
Or text it, too.
Yeah.
You want to do your segment?
Oh, yeah, sure. I have a game. Do you guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
This is a game that I invented. It's called Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars, Tweety Little Liars, Tweety Little Liars, Tweety Little Liars. Which tweet is real and which one is the Tweety Little Liars? This is a game in which I have scoured the internet for the tweets of some celebrity out mm-hmm. there. And what I will do is read three tweets. Two of them are real and one of them is a Tweety Little Liar.
Wait,
meaning
it's
something
not the usual?
It's a celebrity. I always choose a celebrity.
Okay. Which one did you choose?
Usually, okay, I'll admit I've chosen Larry King once or twice.
You have done a lot of Larry King.
Is no different. These are Larry King tweets.
Yes.
But one is a Tweety Little Liar.
Great.
Oh, man.
If you can get it right, you will win a kiss on the forehead. Zig, as our guest, you get to choose the first category. Are you ready?
Yes.
Would you like Dot at La La Land, Larry on the Middle East, or Google it, Larry?
Oh, man. Google it, Larry. I'll do Google it, Larry. I like the sound of that.
All right, cool. Which of these is a Tweety Little Liar? Is it, how much for a nice pool table these days? Is Cat still running on Broadway? Or, how did Black Friday start?
Oh, man, those are all so within the banality of a Larry King tweet. Yeah.
And all is very easily Googleable.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What was the first one we're talking
about? How much for a nice pool table these days?
Oh, man, I'm gonna say that one. I'm gonna say he's gonna ask me how much a pool table costs.
All right, I'm gonna put Z on pool table. Agata.
I'm sorry, I need to hear him again.
Okay, how much for a nice pool table these days? Or is Cat still running on Broadway? Or how did Black Friday start?
The last one.
Black Friday, says Agata, and July.
I don't think he's a fan of musicals, is he?
You can't ask him.
You can't ask me. There's no follow-up questions allowed.
No, this is more of an open question for anyone. I'll just say the Cats one. I don't know. I don't think he would tweet that.
Okay. And the correct Tweety Little Liar is how much for a nice pool table these days? That's a point for Zig. All right.
Nice.
Wow.
Do you have a winner speech?
Do you have like a speech?
First of all, thank you so much for reflecting. No, I'm just amazed that it was truly difficult selecting that because he tweets out so much stupid garbage.
Right?
Yeah.
For a man that's well into, he's got to be in his, what, 80s, 90s? He's an old dude.
He's quite old. Yeah. He's 108.
3,000 years old.
Agata, would you like to choose the second category?
Sure.
Okay. You can choose Rain in LA, I've Never, or Foods.
Let's do Foods.
Okay. Which of these is a Tweety Little Liar? Is it, boy, if only bacon we're healthy? He did
typo.
There's a typo in that one.
I love that you pronounced it. Dedication.
Ground meats don't sound appealing. Did they come from off the ground? Or, if it's Chinese we're eating, make it Mandarin.
He's working on his fucking tight five.
Ground meat.
Okay, Agata says ground meat. July.
What's the typo one again?
Boy, if only bacon we're healthy.
That one seems real.
Yeah.
Suspiciously real.
Yeah. I'll say ground meat as well.
Okay, July says ground meat.
I'm going to say the ground meat one sounds very real. I think the third one is probably the fake one.
Okay. Unfortunately, the ground meat one is the fake one, which means everyone's now tied at 1 point.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I'm winning.
No.
No, we're tied.
We're tied, I just said.
I'm winning.
No.
I'm one of three winning.
July. Choose from the following categories. What is it with people? Fruits or on the Middle East.
What is it with people?
Okay. Which of these is a Tweety Little Liar? Is it, why can't people just wish Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie happiness?
Good question.
Wonder when that was tweeted.
Or, how could anyone enjoy working in a morgue?
Okay.
Or, who in their right mind would pick plain toast over a bagel? July. Which of those is a Tweety Little Liar?
He likes the celebs. So, what's the second one?
How could anyone enjoy working in a morgue?
I'll say that's a Tweety Little Liar.
Okay, July says morgue.
I'm going to go with morgue as well.
Ooh, another vote for morgue, and I got it.
I'm going to go with bagel.
Agata goes, bagel. Agata is correct. Bagel was the Tweety Little Liar. Which means Agata wins this game of Tweety Little Liars. And a kiss on the forehead.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the prize.
Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Which tweet is real and which one was the Tweety Little Liars? Thanks for listening, guys.
I'm gonna actually do so much research now to see, just to look through his tweets. They're so garbage.
Oh my gosh. There are some in there where just like, how do you commit that to words and then decide you want to communicate that to the world at large? If you're going to it.
Funny pages. Funny pages. Funny.
Guys, funny pages.
Do you want to do that clean?
No.
Okay.
So this is July's Funny Pages, a part of the show where I, July, read a comic that I've never seen before. Do you have any prior... Do you read the funny pages at all?
No. No, I do not. I do not.
Okay. Do you have any past experiences with the Sunny Funnies? The Sunday Funnies?
Ooh, I may have read a Marmaduke when I was like 10. One singular Marmaduke. And maybe a little bit of the Boondocks.
Okay.
Right. So, possibly more than any of our previous guests, we have someone who is in the dark about... the world of the newspaper comics.
Completely.
That's interesting. This is a new perspective.
Yes.
I am not well read.
that wasn't there. The implication.
No, absolutely
you're
not.
You're not well read on newspaper.
I'm not well read either, but I am well read on newspaper comics, which is less impressive.
I also don't know anything about comics, so.
Hey, we're in this together.
Yeah.
So Zig, you'll get to choose between three different comics.
Uh-huh.
You have the choices between Andy Cap, Get Fuzzy, or Garfield.
Oh, man. We've already done Garfield, but I'm going to go with Get Fuzzy. That name tickles me for some reason.
Nice. All right, so...
Get Fuzzy, baby.
As always, I've never seen this before. I don't know what this is. This is Get Fuzzy by Darby Connolly.
Gabe, you know her?
I don't. I've never met her.
So there are three panels.
Uh-huh.
First panel, we see a bad boy. We see a bad boy. We see a pug. And we see another dog. I'm not sure what that... Or a mouse?
How do you know this boy is bad?
All right. So he has a white tee, but... a collar. I don't know. He just has a demeanor of like a bad boy. He's like, he has his arms crossed.
He's got toed.
He's got toed. Yeah. He's looking over his shoulder toward the animals. And he says, so you still don't know anything about these things? The mouse looking thing says, ah, another real Avenger strike. No, but I've read a lot about him. And then the pug says, ha-ha, yeah, in your diary. So far, any of you know what's going on?
I have no idea what's going on.
What
That's a ton of dialogue for one panel.
Yeah. So much.
Do you think this is like a series that's like ongoing and maybe they're referring to something that happened yesterday?
I think he's referring to what's on the wall.
Okay, yeah, there's something on the wall and it says, real Avenger. Avenger. It's cut off, so I can't. And it's
okay. So they're talking written. About some kind. So this is a real kind of like Clerks kind of scenario, right?
He looks like that guy,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is like a real Kevin Smith inspired kind of
talking
bunch of guys, comic book man, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is in the Viewask universe for sure. So, okay, so this is what we'll do. I'll say the mouse is Silent Bob.
Okay.
And I'll say the pug is Jason Mewes.
Okay. Great.
So Silent Bob says, "What are you implying? It's not just me. Everyone is talking about the Avenger." Okay. Does anyone have a guess as to what the third panel might be?
I'm just guessing there's a lot of talk of this Avenger. Is the payoff going to be someone in the room is the Avenger? Maybe that's like...
Okay. Great guess, Gabe.
Oh, I just think that Jason Mewes is going to go off on a really, really foul tirade where he's just talking about coming over here, and coming over there, and smoking weed, and snooches, and so on. And
snooch the booch.
Yeah, all of that. And I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. Okay. If I know my Esk universe...
Oh, God, I'm not asking you because you looked at the comic.
Okay, that's fair. I can't read it because my eyes are bad.
Okay, so you want to guess then what they're saying, at least? Now you're staring right at it.
I still can't read it.
Okay.
I'll pass.
Okay. So we kind of have a close-up on all three characters. The bad boys kind of... Again, being very giving the reader tude, mm-hmm. He says, "So that would be all the voices in your head." Silent Bob says, "Deny the real Avenger at your peril." Jason Mewes says, "I still think it says Nerdburger."
Ooh, Nerdburger. Hey, mine was pretty close.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said Jason Mewes was going to go off on a foul mouth tangent.
Nerdburgers?
I mean, I probably as close as you can get to that in the USA Today.
Is that sort of the quality of all newspaper comics?
Yeah.
You
would be surprised. Like in terms of like the joke hit to miss ratio. Mm-hmm. It's like
100% miss.
It's like 100%.
They're never
good.
I don't think we've ever been like, "Oh, that was good. That was funny."
I caught myself rolling my eyes while I caught Gabe's glance, and I could have continued rolling my eyes in the back of my head just watching. Who wrote this?
Darby
Conley.
Darby Conley. Yeah. Up your game.
I agree. I mean, okay. These so-called content creators would probably argue, "Oh, we've got to come up with a joke every day, right?"
I do too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. You know who else has to come up with a joke every day?
Any writer?
Any writer. Any writer of comedy.
Yeah, we don't feel bad for you. July, do you have your other segment?
Yeah, so this is the part of the show where I read the comments on the comic.
It's good.
Now these are funny.
Yeah, these are always good.
Okay, so let's start with... this comic comes from Bill S. They have an avatar of a nice cat. Bill S. says, "Install hidden security cams, Pinkish. ... Done."
I don't know what how that
I don't
ties.
Know.
I don't remember how that ties into the
maybe that's maybe, one of the characters' names.
Maybe if you put the security cameras, you could have saw who spray painted Avengers on the wall.
Right. Oh, maybe that's the main character's name is Pinkish.
But he's too cool for that name.
You're right.
He's a bad boy.
What else are people saying?
Aged_engineer, he's an insider.
Okay.
He has this.
He's got an insider tag.
Oh yeah. He says, "Gonna have to go with Satchel here. It does look like Nerdburger to me." Just so the listener knows, it does not look like Nerdburger.
It doesn't. I'm looking at it from back here, and it kind of does.
It clearly says real, and in the bottom...
That's really bad handwriting.
That is a very dedicated... It's a very defined A right there.
No, yeah.
I can see it as an R and a D. Like, the D is the O part of the D.
The bottom word can be interpreted to be anything, but the top is definitely says real. It doesn't say nerd.
It looks like nerd. I'm going to go with...
You're going to go with Satchel, the weird dog?
I stand by Satchel.
And I always
Jason
will.
Mewes.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, Cheese Pirate says, from Woody Allen's Take the Money and Run, bank teller number one, does this look like gub or gun? Bank teller number two, gun. See? What does abd mean? Virgil, it's act, A-C-T, act natural. Please put $50,000 into this bag and act natural. Bank teller number one. Oh, I see. This is a holdup?
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay, all right. Oh, it's good. I mean, that's one of the Woody Allen movies I haven't seen, but it's
always
probably
great
plays
when
better.
People just copy and paste sections right. from scripts in the yeah. comment sections.
I appreciate it. I do
too.
I don't watch any movies, so I like that's the only time I can see what's going on in movies.
Well, I like that people are taking the time to just
give their opinion,
give back, give the, you know.
And what was it?
Instead of just consuming the great content, give some back.
They're adding their own. What was that comic called again?
Get Fuzzy. Fuzzy.
Get Fuzzy.
Get Fuzzy. Okay, yeah. Be sure to avoid that at all costs.
Oh yeah.
This is the outro to the show.
The funny comic section thing. Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Are you calling your segment the show now?
Yeah.
Just because it's the most popular segment and all of our letters come in for July's funny pages.
You know I get jealous.
We did it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we made it from start to finish on the show, through all the segments. We talked about everything that's trending currently.
I think we did a fantastic recap.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And when the bomb goes off at some point, this will be the time capsule they look back on.
Yeah, right before the bomb went off. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
right before shitty Spider-Man, a.k.a. Venom, saved everybody.
Yeah, saved the day.
We'll see.
But before we go, it's very important that we execute our signature segment, which we stole from another show. It's the Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things we talked about this week.
Well, get yourself a little bit of straw and hail. Sit right down in the bale, my friend. Now you'll find you're in the barn, and you've come to a gruesome end. It's the hoedown, where you bro down with death.
Right.
Sinister.
Yeah. So, we always welcome our guests to participate. No one's required, but we encourage it if you'd like.
I was warned by Agata that she's never done one?
No, I've done them. I just stopped doing them.
She stopped doing them.
Yeah.
My musical improv game is so weak. I'll watch you guys do it, and if I feel like jumping in, I'll give you a signal.
Okay, cool.
So I'm 50-50 right now.
Okay. So just thumbs up or down, and then we always give the guest the number three slot. So,
oh, great.
By the time you've seen me and how bad me and July do, you'll be... I think aching to get in. And then we usually just share the fourth slot.
Gotcha.
Agata, since you're not participating, do you have a suggestion of something we can hoe down about that we talked about this week?
Bad Spider-Man?
But okay.
Is that too specific?
How about just Hollywood Highland?
Yeah, Hollywood Boulevard.
So I got off the bus, and what do I see? Ripley's Believe It or Not. I went down to the block, and I saw a giant piece of cheese. It was humongous.
Well, I ran into my friend Johnny Depp. I said, "Who reps you?" Would you like to go to Hooters across the street? And then he started jacking off with both hands.
Beautiful.
I got off the bus today. I saw a Spider-Man.
He came up to me and he asked if I could shake his hand. I said, no, Spider-Man, please get away from me. He said, if you give me $3.50, it will be.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I got fired from my real job the other day.
Oh, no. Hey, hey.
I hope things work out for you. Do you need a recommendation?
Yes, for medical weed.
For medical weed.
Snooch the booch, am I right?
Yes. Oh, man.
Schnoogen boogans.
I think that is probably the best one we've done so
that
far.
That was great.
Oh, guys, I'm glad I could be a part of that. Oh,
yeah.
The pressure was relieved.
Yeah. It's not high pressure at all. But thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, no, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, we had a great time. Yeah. Thanks for participating in the hoedown.
Anytime.
We always appreciate that. Do you have anything you'd like to plug at this time?
Oh, wow. Catch me on Twitter at Ziggy Mardust.
Nice.
Check out my show, UCB Sports and Leisure. I produce and write for that for UCB Comedy. Other than that, I don't know, live life, be happy, and be nice to people.
Yeah, come on, you guys. Nice. Get it together.
Cool.
We shouldn't have to tell you this stuff. I'm so annoyed. Fuck!
I don't have anything. Do you have anything, Gabe?
July, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah. I'll plug something first, though.
Oh, okay. I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It can be found on the web at twb.cool or, you know, on various social media things. Snapchat? Are we on there?
Nope.
Periscope?
I gotta run out of here. My car is here.
Oh, shit. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Her car is here. Listen later.
Bye.
Okay. Rebel R. Hall is going to plug something, right?
Chasing the Stars with Chase Lopez.
Is that a TV show?
Oh, I work on that show.
You work on that show? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bye, Agata.
Bye.
It's a fantastic show.
Oh.
Thank you.
That's nice. Rebel R. Hall always knows all the deep cuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks again for everyone who's listening, and thanks again for coming. We're just tickled pig. Agata's gone, and there's just a puff of smoke in the shape of Agata, where she once was. Okay, bye!
Bye!
Bye, yeah.